How to deal with bullies is a perennial problem for most children in school. Here's Shelley Fraser-Mickle with the cure that one of her teachers came up with.
In my fifth grade class in 1954, there was a boy we all called Dynamite Mike. Frankly, you just never knew what was going to set him off. He was the biggest bully I've ever known. But I hear that today, Dynamite Mike's a great guy. He runs a car dealership and cooks spaghetti every Saturday night for his wife and kids and belongs to 16 community charities. I doubt that Dynamite Mike would have turned out so fine if it hadn't been for Mrs. Fletcher, our teacher. But before I tell you any more of this story, let me point this out. Apparently, bullying in the 1950s was not much different than bullying today, the main difference being that today, on occasion, retaliation has been very violent. According to the National Association of School Psychologists, 160,000 students miss school every day out of the fear of being bullied. Now back to 1954, when Mrs. Fletcher caught wind of the fact that Dynamite Mike was making all of us miserable. This is what she did. She sent him outside to sit in the hall while the class had a closed meeting. "I'll let you in on a little secret," Mrs. Fletcher said. "Mike is a bully because someone along the way, and maybe even someone in his own family, has bullied him." She said, "We're all born with a bully inside of us, and then someone teaches us how to let it out." "Now," she said, "I'm going to teach all of you the bully stare. And when Mike picks on you, I want you to give it to him." For the next 10 minutes, Mrs. Fletcher coached us in how to open our eyes in the coldest, bug-eyed stare you can imagine. She herself was especially good at it. Her eyes would aim at the eyes of one of us, and she would hold that look without a blink until we wished we could catch a one-way bus to anywhere. Then she called Mike back into the room, where the feeling that we'd been talking about him hung in the air like, oh, such a bad smell. Over the next week, we each one of us at one time or another gave Dynamite Mike the bully stare when he picked on us. And always, just about 1 second before our eyeballs were about to dry all the way out, he'd quit trying to make us miserable. But the curious thing was, Mrs. Fletcher appointed him the hall monitor and let him call the roll every morning. Before long, Dynamite Mike lost the bully inside of him, and to this day, I give the credit to Mrs. Fletcher. It's strange how I don't remember any of the ways she told me to do logarithms, but I sure remember how she loaned me her strength.